onto Islam. He is...
Means that Rumi is doing propaganda for Islam? Is he talking about the religion of Islam? It's poetic language, right? And what is the meaning of Islam? Being humble towards the best. This is the real meaning of Islam. Saying hello to best. Here you will say, what is that meaning? That meaning is transformation of non-believer to a believer. Yes, read it.
He is a theater for the manifestation of the glory, and he is the real beloved. For he has carried off the prize from all the cherubim. The worship of Adam is clear evidence of his superiority. The husk always bows down to the kernel.
You see, all started with bowing, respecting the creation of humanity. Yeah? That's where the Satan stood up. Jealousy and all of that. You would say, don't forget that humbleness of bowing. That is the trick. You have to, there are two positions which are mixed together with all these activities. One is standing up. Do you remember that? Right at the beginning you said, you have to stand up and be responsible. Here we're not talking about the excuses and doing this and blah, blah, blah. We're talking about responsibility because we are we, not me, 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 me. The first one is that. The second one, drop down. In reality, we realize that we are not that big deal. I'm an animal on the earth with a limited knowledge, period. So, no big deal. I have to stand up to be responsible and bow down to be humble, because arrogance is the gift to Satan. He is the arrogant one. Yes. He cannot bow. He knows a lot, yes. But he is missing the point. Satan doesn't understand love. Doesn't understand kindness. That is the trick. Yes?
Oh, old woman, you puff God's candle, you will be burnt, you and your head at the same time, O foul-mouthed one. How should the sea be defiled by a dog's muzzle? How should the sun be extinguished by a puff?
At the end of the day, you are just the talking part. And I'm not for that. The rest is something else. That's what we are talking about. Yes?
Even if you judge by appearances, tell what is more apparent than this light. In comparison with this appearance of all apparent things, are in the utmost degree of imperfection and default.
Yeah, this is the trick. When we are combating each other, actually, verbally, this is it. He will say, you see, we are talking about the essence of the fellow, not the appearances. But even the appearances, you see, means I insist, even in appearances, he is perfect and you are ugly. Yes.
If anyone puffs at God's candle, how should the candle be extinguished?
His See, this is the trick, the difference. You are talking about me, you and him. I'm talking about God. Then what do you have to say? What does Rajik have to say when we're talking about God? Nothing. Rajik should zip it. Yes.
His jaws and nose will be burnt. Bats like you often dream that this world will be left orphaned of the sun. The fierce waves of the seas of the spirit are 100 times as many as was the flood of Noah. But hair grew in the eye of Canaan. He forsook Noah and the ark and sought the mountain. Then half a wave swept the mountain and Canaan down into the abyss of dishonor.
Did he get it? He said that tempest of the Noah, it was here. And the ship was there. But one of his sons will not see the ship. Why? Because just one hair was grow in his eyes. That's it. You logical fellow, your judgment and everything depends on what? Just one flaw picture will make you crazy. That's what it is, logically, isn't it? Yes.
The moon scatters her light and the dog bays. How should the dog feed on the light of the moon? Those who travel by night...
Oh, read that again, please.
The moon scatters her light and the dog bays. How should the dog feed on the light of the moon?
This is because in Persian it's very famous and everybody remembers this. Mahfishanad Nuru Sagva Kunad Sagzenur Mao Kei Marta Kunad is changing that famous stuff Iranian, which is separating a dog and barking with the moon and the light in the sky. You say, these are two different stuff. You cannot mix them. The dog will not understand the light of the moon. The dog barks. That's it. Yes?
Those who travel by night and move swiftly with the moon on her way, how should they relinquish their journey because of the dog's yelping? The part is speeding like an arrow towards the hole. How should it stop on account of any old hag?
Everything was preparation for this, emotionally, to arrive to say that, listen, in this existence, all the little stuffs are a part of something. And they try to be there and to function the way they have to. They don't stop and listen to some nonsenses of an old lady. Means when you're talking about this, you're talking about some barking in the head of some people. But in general, what's happening? In general, everything in this globe is joining some others to become a group, to do something. That's how it functions. Yes?
The Gnostic is the soul of religion and the soul of piety. Gnosis is the result of past asceticism. Asceticism is the labor of sowing. Gnosis is the seed, is the growth of the seed.
He is putting two stuff together here. One is Zohd, the other one is Taqwa. Means what? Means two different feelings for the human being. One is to not to push, not to be too hungry, not to be the slave of your brain. The other one is to believe in goodness and beauty. And he says, you know what? These two stuff are just like the stuff that I was telling you. Becoming together. These are two stuff which are one. The first one is planting something. The second one is to collecting the outcome. The planting something is that you control yourself, you behave. The second one is the knowledge. The knowledge you collect. So knowledge is one part of a common effort, cultivating and collecting. Like Rumi was talking about it, and we are trying to collect the meaning here. Yes.
Therefore, the hard struggle and his firm religious conviction are like the body, the soul of this sowing is the growth and its harvesting. He is both the command to do right and the right. He is both the revealer of mysteries and that which is revealed. He is our king today and tomorrow. The husk is forever a slave to his goodly kernel. When the sheikh said, "I am God," and carried it through, he throttled all the blind.
Yeah. Okay. What is all this about? I was noticing something. The lady was talking about philosophy, this and that and that. He stopped it and is talking about only one thing. The stuff that he believes. The start of all this long trip and looking for that stuff means what? Means he has done whatever he could over there and in the path, and here is standing on the point. Yes.
When a man's eye is negated from existence, then what remains? Consider, O denier.
Do you remember? I. Me, that arrogance. We know people that this I has died in them. There is no I. The example is himself. He's not talking about I at all. He's talking about he, the master, the fellow I'm looking for. This is what it is. We believe in culture and we are looking for that cultivated stuff to pick up. Period. That's simple. Yes.
If you have an eye, open it and look. After not, why, what else remains? Oh, the lips and throat and mouth, cut off that spit at the moon or the sky. Without any doubt, his spittle will recoil upon his face. Spittle can find no path to heaven.
Yeah, it's just that simple. Speed up. You cannot speak to the heaven. That spit will come back to your face. Because when we say hi, we mean really hi. Yes.
Spittle from the Lord rains upon him till the resurrection, just as rains, Tabat, upon the spirit of Bula, drum, Tabal, and banner are the possession